A larger family, church and school, playthings and playmates, food preferences, choices of clothing. Now that was a hazy dream, a story told around the campfire. The Iron Guard, Romania's SS, had come to his village to put an end to red activity, blotting out his former life with flame and blood. The boy couldn't separate his own tattered memories from the images which sprang into his mind from the others' stories. In the dark, he remembered things which had happened to Brastov, Nikolai, or Magda. Sometimes he even sank into the golden-embroidered past of the Baron Munster, whose tales of lost elegance and privilege no one believed. Over half the partisan band were Reds, but they let the Baron retain his title and the pretense of command. The boy thought the vampire Brastov, who once let slip that he could also claim a title, was the true leader. The sullen living man Nikolai was the brute who made sure the sly cat-like Brastov got his way most of the time. The fiercely independent Magda Kuza, a Jewish social democrat, always argued her own course, forcing the men to take her into account. The boy never added to the endless debates. They all knew better than to issue him orders. He did what he did, and that was the end of it. Alone on the ill-maintained road to Dinu Pass, the boy leant on his rifle while he made a slow path upwards. Stood on its stock, the Russian gun was fully three-quarters his height. Inherited from a fallen partisan, the rifle was his only true comrade. Well after midnight, the whole band had fallen into the sleeping-waking habits of the undead among them. The air was thickly moist, either heavy mist or light drizzle. There was no moon. On the plain below it was summer, hot August, made hotter by the still-burning petroleum refineries of Ploiești. Poisonous black smoke was everywhere. High in the Transylvanian Alps, the ice grasp of winter never fully relaxed, and the air was clear and sharp in the lungs. The boy saw little, the occasional glistening patch of wetness on black granite or blacker fir tree, but heard all the sounds of the night, the tiny scurrying creatures who were justifiably afraid of him, his staple diet when they could be had, and the ancient everlasting creek breath of mountain and forest. No Germans had been to Dinu Pass for 3 years, since the Wehrmacht abandoned the ancient keep that perched above the deepest gorge. The Iron Guard was smashed, thrown away by the Nazis in the war against the Russians. Their passing didn't make this a safe country. The forests were infested with bandits, deserters, wolves, rival night creatures. Often the partisans didn't know who they were fighting until the skirmish was over and bodies could be examined. Carefully, solemnly, the boy made his way up the steep road. He didn't know how the message had been received, but they were summoned to Dinu Pass, to the keep, to meet with the one they all respected and feared, far above circus clowns like Hitler and Stalin. Dracula. Even a boy without history, with little sense of what came before or after any moment, knew the name. It came with many titles, more even than Munster claimed. Voivode, Prince, Count, Vlad Tepes, Prince Consort, Graf, King of the Cats, Prince of Darkness, Sovereign of the Damned. In these mountains, the peasants and the gypsies knew the titles were a cloak, meaningless and unnecessary. Here, the name was enough. Dracula. For months, Baron Munster had regaled them with yarns of Count Dracula, his father in darkness, father and further of almost all the vampires in the world. Transported by his own stories, the Baron seemed little more than an excited boy himself, with his wave of golden hair, natty grey cloak, and odd fastidiousness about feeding. He spoke of the old times, when the undead were masters of the warm, as fondly as a Red spoke of the coming age, when the masters were killed and the workers ruled. Now, at the point of entering the royal presence, the Baron was quiet on the subject. Perhaps the father was as inclined to punish as reward. Her Munster, too, doubted his self-declared status as the favoured get. Suddenly, the keep was in front of the boy, radiating coal like a monumental chunk of black ice. He felt no discomfort. Cold was his natural condition, as much as hungry. He no longer shivered, rarely made a sound.